This week, Philadelphia's modern ballet company, Ballet X, premieres two works by visiting choreographers. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that both of them are rooted in music remembered from childhood.
Back in the 1980s, Darrell Grand Moultrie grew up in New York's Spanish Harlem.
I was raised in an African-American household with R&B, gospel, rap. But when you go outside to the store, to the barbershop, you heard merengue, salsa, reggaeton, flamenco.
Today, Moultrie is a successful choreographer. He was commissioned by Ballet X in Philadelphia to make a new piece, and he wanted to celebrate the music that energized the neighborhood he grew up in.
It was like the 80s when crack was a big, big problem, you know, those years. And to watch it change now, it's very interesting. You can gentrify it, you can do whatever you want, but in the deep pockets where they can't get the people who have been there, they can't get them out yet, you still hear the rhythms, the cultures, the traditions are still there.
Also on the bill for the Ballet X performance is the premiere of another new commission, this one by Trey McIntyre, who grew up in Wichita, Kansas. It was the 1970s, and he recalls a childhood where he would alternate between escaping into soul music and living in mortal fear.
On Saturday morning, I would watch American Bandstand, and I would watch Soul Train, and like see it as otherworldly and the thing that I would aspire to. At the same time, one of the predominant memories was how many serial killers there were. Like in Wichita, it was the BTK strangler. You know, every night in the news, there was some, like, report about that. And, like, my dad would literally say, go to bed or the BTK strangler's going
to
get you.
To choreograph his piece called The Boogeyman, McIntyre rewatched hours of footage from Soul Train and picked apart the extravagantly funky dance moves, using them as a basis for a modern ballet. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.